A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiya and welcome to the Red Men Bite Size podcast. I'm Chloe Bloxham and it is Tuesday the 26th of September. I'm here to round up today's LFC news. And to kickstart us off, let's look at what happened last night. Liverpool announced the extension of Kostas Tsimikas' new contract. It is a 2-year extension and on the LFC website is an interview with Kostas himself talking us through exactly why he signed the new deal. To continue on to that then, this is what Kostas had to say. He said, "I feel very glad to be here to extend my contract. I feel like all the sacrifices I did and other things, the work I put in, everything pays off. But this keeps me fully motivated for the rest. As I've seen in many, many interviews, this team has many, many things to achieve altogether, and I wanted to be a part of that from the first minute." He said that the decision was very, very easy. "When both parts, me and the team, want it, it becomes much an easier decision to make. I wanted from the start to stay here. I really love everything here. The people, every single morning when I see them here in the training grounds, I feel really glad. And the players, the staff, everybody, even the weather becomes sweeter for me. And as I say, I am very, very glad." Kostas is obviously 27 years of age now. He is the backup from Robertson, sorry. And there was quite a lot of speculation on his position, considering Robertson has had quite a little bit of criticism since we've gone to this inverted right back situation, because that left-sided left back now becomes a left-sided centre back, so the defensive abilities really need to be strong. And Kostas, we obviously know, is such a boss backup and squad player. His defensive abilities have been questioned at times. There's a lot of people who say that he is much better going forward and in attacking scenarios than defensive scenarios. So to then, this new system to become a kind of centre-back role for him, everyone thought it was a bit mad and that he might need to adapt a bit more. But clearly, Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp fully believe he can do that. And, you know, there is other times where Kostas has actually played that inverted left-back role instead, and the right back has become a natural right-sided centre back. So Liverpool clearly love Kostas Tsimikas. It is a 2-year extension. It's further cover for Robertson, and we'll see where he comes from then. But it's great to see that we have a decent backup. Look, I think Kostas is a boss little player. I think he's great from set pieces, dead ball scenarios. So to have him still at Liverpool, it means it's another position we don't have to worry about for now. Hopefully him and Robertson, as Robertson continues to take the senior role, hopefully Kostas can learn that role a lot better. And look, he's already becoming useful. He played in the last game in the Europa League. He will probably play tomorrow against Leicester City in the Carabao Cup, so it is vitally important that we made sure that his squad depth was there in that position. We'll go on a bit more about what he says in this interview. He got asked, "You've been here for 3 years now, what is it about the club that makes it so special?" And he said, "I think everything makes this club so special, especially 2 years ago when we won the cups and had the parade. Everybody in the team is unhappy because of the Champions League final we lost and we came second in the league. But for the fans, we saw all of the happiness on their faces at the parade. They were next to us to celebrate, and that was extra motivation for us to forget everything about the bad things things. So that's why this football club is very blessed and everybody loves the club. And when we go abroad, everybody has the red shirt and celebrates for us. It's special. Obviously, he references the cup double there, him getting a vital penalty in that penalty shootout to seal the victory for the Reds over Chelsea. It's his best moment in a red shirt, let's be honest. And I think he'd say that as well. But you can see the love for the clubs. He mentions the parade there. He probably has never witnessed anything quite like that. And, you know, they had the heartbreak of losing a Champions League final, the heartbreak of losing the Premier League by 1 point on the last day of the season. And still, Liverpool fans were out in their thousands to make sure that the players knew that they were, you know, appreciated for everything that they'd gave the club that year, for what they'd gave the badge. So, yeah, it's great to see him. And obviously, he's really banded himself to the club. He calls himself the Greek Scouser. He clearly loves the city, and he was asked about the city and he turned around and said, yes, this is like my home. It's home for me. The city, the training ground, the people, it's like they become family for me. That's why I extended my contract. I'm here to stay because of all of these circumstances. I love the people, as I say. I love the club. Even the weather became very familiar for me. That's what I love and why I signed. And it's clear to see that he loves everything about the club. Otherwise, he wouldn't have continued his journey here, because he is a decent left back, and he could have gone to another club in Europe and he could have been playing week in, week out. But instead, he's decided to stay here, try and rival Robertson, and if not rival Robertson, be a good squad player and be a someone that Jurgen Klopp and the Reds can rely on. He obviously mentioned his best mate Mo Salah in this as well, saying he had an influence on the decision. He spoke to him. He always speaks to him about everything. He said that Mo convinced him, as well as the captain also convinced him to sign. I feel the love of the players always. We are all together and we have fun. For me, this is the most important thing when these kinds of players, and especially Mo, he is always next to me there. We have fun together and he suggests the best thing for me in my career. So as I said before, it wasn't that difficult of a decision for me. So yeah, there's Mo there and the captain convincing Kostas to stay as well. And it's best to see that Kostas went to Mo, and Mo turned around and said it's best for your career if you stay here. You love to see that. He also talks about his best moment and his favourite moment being that penalty in the FA Cup final, because of literally the fact he won it for Liverpool. He's now etched in Liverpool history for winning us that. And his final message to the Liverpool fans was, the Greek Scouser is here and he is here to stay. So yeah, boss news that Liverpool have managed to extend the contract of Kostas Tsimikas. Great to see that he's just as happy being here as Liverpool are to have him. He clearly has bought into everything the club has created. He buys into the city, the fans, the project, his job, his role, Jurgen Klopp, everything that we're going for. Kostas is fully in, and it's great to see. So yeah, well done to Kostas, and we'll probably see him play tomorrow night against Leicester. Moving on then to the next story, and the next story is not really, I wouldn't say it's outrageously Liverpool related, but it is someone who could be a future Liverpool manager, so I will bring it up, and that is no other than Xabi Alonso. He's been linked to Liverpool quite a bit after his success so early on in his career with Bayern Leverkusen, but sadly there are rumours coming out that Xabi Alonso will replace Brazil-bound Carlo Ancelotti as Real Madrid boss next season, after impressing obviously in his first season at Bayer Leverkusen in the Bundesliga. It goes on to say that Xabi Alonso has been tipped to replace Carlo Ancelotti next season, according to reports in Spain. He obviously played at Real Madrid as well after playing for Liverpool, so he has an affiliation to the club. This constant rumble of Carlo Ancelotti wanting to be Brazil manager, that's gone on for quite a while now. It looks like it could be as close as next season, and Xabi Alonso might be leaving Bayer Leverkusen already to go there, which I think is a little bit too soon. I think best for his career, you'd probably want to stay at Leverkusen and continue to improve on the project you're building. And who knows, they're up there with Bayern Munich at the moment. If you go to Real Madrid and it doesn't work out for you, you know, there's a lot of speculation over if you're actually good enough. And after only a year, that's quite a big task to go and do. But according to Marca, Real's hierarchy aren't concerned by Alonso's lack of managerial experience and have made the 41-year-old the preferred choice to become Ancelotti's successor. A two-time European champion with Spain, Alonso spent 6 seasons at the Bernabeu as a player, winning La Liga in 2012 and the Champions League 2 years later, during Ancelotti's first spell at the club. He obviously did take over Real Sociedad's B side, you know, before he went to Bayer Leverkusen. So, you know, he's from Spain. He knows Spain well enough. He's lived there when he went to play for Real Madrid. He was there only a couple of seasons ago to be manager for Real Sociedad's B team. So, you know, there's a lot of connections there for Xabi Alonso. There's experience there. And yeah, it is a little bit sad as a Liverpool fan to see this happening, because I was really hoping he'd have a couple of, maybe three really good seasons at Bayer Leverkusen, and it would hopefully end up at Liverpool somewhere along the line. But ultimately, it looks like Real Madrid are going to get there first. Leverkusen have already started the season and have got 13 points from their opening 5 games. Alonso attracted interest from Spurs before they appointed Postecoglou, but he obviously committed to Leverkusen and signed a 3-year extension running to the end of the 25-26 season. So Alonso still does have time to turn down this other contract at Real Madrid. He'll know the pressure. He's been there before. He's been there as a player. So yeah, it's a little bit of sad news that Alonso could be off on his way to become a Real Madrid manager next season. It's sad for the future of Liverpool, unless Jurgen Klopp wants to sign another extension, which I'm absolutely all for. But whatever Xabi Alonso does next, we hope he does well. I'd really rather him stay at Leverkusen and improve himself as a manager, work his way up, and then end up at Liverpool somewhere along the line in the future. But yeah, Real Madrid is a perfect fit for him, isn't it? We can't really say that it isn't. Going back to his former club as well. And on that, Carlo Ancelotti actually got asked about it today. And he turned around and he said he understands the game well. That's why he's a very good coach, talking about Xabi Alonso. He then continues to say, I wish Xabi Alonso, Raul, Alvaro, Arbeloa to all become Real Madrid's manager one day. I love all of them. So basically, Ancelotti's put up no fight. He's just said, yeah, would love them to become managers. And he praised Xabi Alonso already for how well he's doing. So yeah, that is the news on a potential future Liverpool manager ending up at Real Madrid instead.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moving on to our final bit of info, and that is just a couple of updates from the presser. Linders did his presser earlier on today, instead of Jürgen Klopp, ahead of the Carabao Cup tie against Leicester at Anfield. We got an update on Trent Alexander-Arnold and Thiago, and here we are. The vice-captain has not featured since Liverpool's win over Aston Villa on September the 3rd, but is closing in on a return to action after joining his teammates in their training session on Monday. Pep Linders told LiverpoolFC.com, Trent trained yesterday with us, but he was just in the rondo and the ball possession with the counter-pressing, but he was outstanding. You see him instantly, of course. He's with the team training. I am not sure if he will be ready. We will see today. So I, from this, do not think that Trent Alexander-Arnold will be fit enough for tomorrow's game. And even if he is, I would not risk him playing in that game. We do have Spurs, a massive game away from home this Saturday. So I would be giving him as much rest as possible. People argue that his sharpness might not be there if that's the case. But I would not be risking him at all. Although he does turn around and say, we will see today. So maybe, just maybe, something will happen. Maybe he'll be on the bench. Who knows? I personally don't see that, but that's what, you know, Pep Linders has said today, and there is a slight glimmer of hope that he will be able to feature in some capacity for tomorrow's game. But Liverpool and Jürgen don't tend to risk players like that, so don't be surprised if you don't see him and all of a sudden he's back in for Spurs. Going on, Pep Linders spoke about Joe Gomez and how well he's played the role. He's obviously been in at that right back position since Trent got injured, has done a little bit of the inverted right back role, and he's been solid, he's been sound. We obviously know he's not got the technical ability of Trent, but he's done really good in that position, and Pep Linders lauds him for all of that, saying he's just replaced one of the best fullbacks in the world. He did really well. That's good and shows a lot about our squad as well, that we can have that. Moving on to the other injury concern, and that is obviously Thiago, who I feel like I've not heard anything about in absolutely months. And that is Thiago Alcantara is basically in a good way. The healing process is going well, so that's the most important thing at the moment, and that is literally all Pep Linders could update us with. He's in a good way and the healing process is going well. No one knows when we will see Thiago back in a Liverpool shirt, but considering his contract ends at the end of this season, let's hope he comes back sooner rather than later, so we actually get to see him again. But yeah, the fact that there's like an unknown date on Thiago's return to action, it shows that we're a little bit worried that he's going to have another setback potentially, but also we're not putting any pressure on him because we did, you know, he had a setback the last time he was out. And yeah, let's hope we can get him back as quick as possible, because it's just another midfielder that we can add. The final thing I will leave you on is some lineup chat, and there is not much that Pep Linders gave away, but he said, of course, we will make changes. We need to give debuts and players time to develop. He went on to speak about Stefan Bajetic, who needs time to develop, which means he needs game time. So these are the games for him. Ben Doak was another lad put in there. But he also turned around and said that his first thought going into this game tomorrow, to do with his lineup, is how can we win the game? What lineup will help us win the game? So I wouldn't be surprised to see a rotated side, but still with some very big senior players in. Maybe the likes of Jota, maybe the likes of Cody Gakpo, Gravenberch, we might see once again, Ben Doak. There's a lot of changes we could make with Taru Endo. You expect Harvey Elliott. So yeah, it's good to see, though, that Liverpool are going to attack the Carabao Cup like we will try and attack every single competition that there is this season that Liverpool are in. But that is all from me today, and until the next one, up the Reds.
Small details are big surfaces. tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.